Well, good morning, Brock Hunter.
Hi.
Damn, it does feel good to be a gangster, doesn't it, Hunter? Yes, it does.
I guess the Irish accent doesn't really go good with
that. Feels good to be a gangster.
A gangster.
Oi. Really? You don't sound very gangsterish there.
You don't.
No, Irish no. Dan. Anyway, it's the Plan B Morning Show. Appreciate you hanging out. We are just about out of time here, but before we go, of course, we have your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today, if you will. And you'll like this one. It has to do with cats. Meow.
Got a couple of those, you know?
Well, guess what? Cats are the serial killers of the animal world. They're responsible for killing off at least 33 species of birds, mammals, and reptiles.
Damn. Dude, what is it about birds that cats just they can't get over? They love them and they want to kill them so badly.
So kitty cats are really just tiny lions, right?
You guys need to figure that out between you two because it's getting ridiculous.
Do lions chase down like birds? Are they? I mean, I know they probably rip down an ostrich from time to time, but other birds they go for?
I've seen too many lions in my life, but I'd imagine, dude, it's all the same, right? They're just bigger.
Meow, meow. Yeah, cats, and you know where I stand on this, Hunter, is that why I don't like cats, is because if you die in your home, a dog will lay next to you and die with you, okay? If you die in a home, your cat will eat you, all right? Yeah. That's where that's no remorse.
Like it should, like survival of the fittest. Sorry, you died. Obviously, you're not good enough to... Don't you tell them. My cat will eat me, and I'll let him eat me.
Meow, meow.
Survival of the fittest. You see, you don't want, dude, cats are just weird, dude.
I'm going to lay out this scenario for you right here, Hunter, all right? Let's say you're changing a light bulb in your house, all right, and you fall off of the little step stool, all right? You're in bad shape. You're pretty sure your spine's broke, all right? You got some hemorrhaging in there, and you're like, oh, Mr. Bigglesworth, go get help. Go get help. No, that cat's going to sit there filing his nails going, I'm just waiting for you to die, man.
Sit there and look at you. Feed me. Where's my food? Why can't you get it? Let's go.
Meow. Well, you know, your cat's bringing you dead animals all the time. He's got them lined up on the front porch.
Dude, it's insane.
Doesn't that make you nervous?
Kind of. I mean, here's the thing. There will be pit bulls that walk by the front of the house that run away from this cat, dude. There's something about the look of a cat that even dogs are like, dude. Well,
I'm not messing with that guy.
I don't know. It's got weird eyes, dude. That thing.
Get a claw to the jugular, man. You're done. You're done, bro.
You know, but it does. It lines up bodies of it's either a mouse or a bird. Yeah. And it's always the same type of bird, too.
Yeah.
Anytime I let the cat outside, dude, the whole bird kingdom outside goes nuts. They're letting everybody know the killer's out.
Scatter!
He's out! We're all dead!
I'm just saying, man. It's just interesting to me that people just go nuts for cats, and they're just, you like those crazy... Imagine, here's like, those crazy thing, cat ladies with, like, 30 cats. I mean, they got to be killing just thousands of animals a year. Thousands.
It's one or the other, Brock, and I don't think you've seen the other end of a cat, because the other side is they're extremely lovey.
Yeah.
But you got to get them at that right time and that right mood. Otherwise, you're getting your throat slashed.
Exactly. That seems like one of those abusive relationships. Like, well, no, he's really a good guy. But on the flip side.
Don't piss him off. Yeah, don't rub his belly.
Yeah, that's right there. Yeah, don't touch that one spot that you actually hit. And he goes bananas. Goes bananas.
What happened to OJ?
Is that you? I have always been interested to see with, lions. Do lions and tigers get distracted by a laser pointer? Would that work?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It's amazing.
And there's YouTube videos on it.
I love it.
They actually have a video of a black panther, and they do the laser pointer, and they see how high this black panther can run up this wall. Dude, it is effing terrifying.
So
if they went up like 35 feet on this wall.
If you're ever going to the Serengeti, just take a laser pointer with you. You'd be all right.
You might do it, honestly. It'd be distracting.
It's the effing king of the jungle. Don't worry. I got a laser pointer. We're fine. We're fine. There you go. Bunch of murder cats out there. Meow. Meow. All right. That is your final fact and opinion. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.